Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Shalom, Elder. How you doing today? Hello? I think there may be an audio disconnect, Elder. I can't quite hear you.
Okay, you can hear me now.
Yep. Yes, sir. Shalom, Elder. How you doing?
Shalom. I'm sorry about that little technical issue. The floor is yours. Go on.
No worries. No worries. This is Brother Andre Rashad from Virginia Body. Man, these Patreons are so timely, Elder, and it's so amazing that
Let me turn you up because now they couldn't hear you, but they can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, sir. I was going to say, this is Brother Andre Rashad from Virginia Body.
Okay.
I was saying your Patreons are always so timely, and it's always one spirit, one body. My brother and I were having this conversation last night. Because I'm like I said before, I'm a trainer. I work in the medical field, so I work with different people, and I'm working with these ladies at my job, and there's a group of women in my job, all in their upper 30s. The youngest one is 37 years old. They're all single, all master degrees. Two of them are black, three of them are white, and they're always encouraging me to look for a specific type of woman, like the woman, the type of description that they fit. Because I guess because I'm a 26-year-old man, I'm one of the only men at the job. They kind of see me as like a son or a little brother or something, but they're always encouraging me to look for a specific type of woman. And I'm always explaining to them, this isn't the woman I want. I don't want a woman that I have to be in competition with around the home. I'm in competition with y'all enough around the office. Let alone going home and having to deal with this. I want to serve the Most High. That's my goal.
Yeah.
So when I want to find a woman that can do such a thing. So it's just, I think the video you showed was timely, Elder, because it goes to show the mindset that the women of this generation have and don't even realize that they have it. I try to be patient with them. Like they see submission, like the lady explained, they see submission as an evil thing. When there's righteousness in submission. When Paul said, husbands, love your wife, that's a righteous submission. I'm submitting to this woman to love her the way Christ loves the church. That's righteous submission, but they don't see it that way, Elder. So I just wanted to say, I'm not going to talk too much, but I just want to say that was timely you said that because I'm always at work having these conversations with these women, and no disrespect to them. I don't care about your degrees. If you're 37 years old, And I hear you gossiping at work all the time about how unhappy you are. I'm not taking marriage advice from you. So it's just one of those things where the worldly, how can I explain it? The success of the world isn't the success of the Most High. That's the easiest way to put it. Because these women can be considered to be very successful according to the worldly standards. You got a master's degree, you're working for a company, a Fortune 500 company, and you're doing your thing. But can you raise my son? Can you raise my daughter? I don't think so.
Hey, brother, I'm glad you highlighted some of this because if you have the wisdom to be able to parse through the madness.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to them giving you advice on relationships, right? How can I listen to you when you're 37, no matter what you've accomplished here? You're no different than a man who made it in the workplace. But that's no example of how of the spirit and power of a woman who understands the value of being a helpmeet for a man.
Absolutely.
Now if they're giving you that messaging, and here's the sad part about it, if you're receiving that messaging as a man, can you imagine what these same older women with no one around? Can you imagine the messaging they're giving their daughters if they have children or other young women?
Oh, Elder, it's so crazy.
Can you imagine that?
I'm going to tell you, Elder, it's so crazy you say that. And I'm going to try to keep this short. There's a young lady named Miss Karen at my job. She's 38-year-old black lady, master's degree. She's a single mother. She has a daughter. Her daughter came in complaining. It was one of those situations where, she brought her daughter to work with her. Her daughter's 16. She came in complaining about communicating with a young man that she was dating. I overheard the advice she gave her daughter. And the advice she gave her daughter was very argumentative type advice, just about how the young man, more so talking to her daughter like the young man was beneath her, not realizing both of them are in high school. What could he have achieved to raise him up to a certain status that he was worthy of your daughter? They're both in high school right now. But anyway, I said all that to say, I pulled her aside and I told her, I said, I honestly think, not my business, I honestly think you should have approached that situation differently. You should have told your daughter A, B, and C. So she fussed at me at the time. She didn't take it. Come to find out, Elder, she actually took it. 2 weeks later, she came back to me and said, it worked out. My daughter and bro are actually working out. And it just goes to show, like you said, I'm trying to be vague because I don't want to put their business out. But what I'm trying to say is the mindset, like you said, the independence has become a crutch to the point where they can't even think outside of the scope of being so independent that they don't need a man. It's like a fish being in water. And when you pull a fish out of water, the fish finally realizes that anything else ever existed. And
well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, yes, sir. So I'm gonna go to the next call. But I'm glad. I mean, what a great call that the brother's bringing forth, because at the end of it, at the end of independence, it's a long, lonely life. Because the reality is, there's more time that we're gonna live on this side of 30 than we did getting to 30. That's a long time to be alone and independent without operating, under the correct nature God intended. So, but I'm glad we have these conversations, because these conversations is now allowing us to at least balance what we're getting out there. 219 area code. Shalom.
Shalom, Edward Carr.
You're live. The chemical attack against our women. Talk to us.
Yes, sir. And this is Sister Shawn McKay from Bryan College Station, Texas. But I was
nice
thinking
to meet
this
you.
Is really a vicious kind. It's really a vicious cycle with, what the birth control is doing to our hair, to our minds, to our bodies, with infertility and everything like that. And really the scripture about, us black women – losing our hair is really what made me believe the truth. I was just like, I always wondered, why can't black women grow their hair? Like every other nation, the Asians, the white women, their hair is so long and our hair cannot grow. So that really, really, made me believe the truth. And I remember in one lesson you said that if we lose our pride, the Most High can restore everything he's taken away. It's up to us to become humble. So, it's really a vicious cycle. And even with the birth control, myself personally, I have 4 children and I'm into natural birth and all these things. And, don't realize that our babies are born with all of their eggs. So the thing the mother does as well affects the baby's eggs. And then even for myself, I was on birth control for like a couple years in college and stuff. And, I myself had a miscarriage a couple weeks ago, and that's probably why, Yeah, thank you. I'm doing better. But a thing that really kind of – I was having one of the rough days about the miscarriage, and my husband said to me, baby, your hair is so pretty, and it just really lifted me up. So that's pretty much all I wanted to bring out, but it's so true. And even what you said about – women cutting their hair. Like for me, when I decided to go natural about 10 years ago, I really didn't have the patience for the big chop, and my mom, my two sisters did it. I got a fade, literally went to the barbershop and got a fade, and everybody was like, oh, you should model. And I definitely wouldn't do that now. But even my parents, my dad, my brothers are like, why would you do that? You like a boy. And of course, society is telling me it's beautiful, you should model and all these things. But now I see the outrage that. So it's just crazy,
it's utterly ridiculous. See, and like I've mentioned, Satan is trying to push the spirit of hermaphrodite, male and woman, the andrologist type of spirit, right? So now that women are losing their hair, they're going to just, because a lot of them have the confidence to say, listen, I can't do anything about it, But going out, the optics when a man see a woman like that is a man looking at another man. So just imagine of what they've done to us in society, to where they gave women ambition that only men should have out in the workplace, right? Because men, it's usually men who brag about their accomplishments in the workplace. That wasn't a woman thing. A woman's accomplishment is to make sure that she raised what? A good family, and that the children would be an asset to the next generation. That's what women used to take pride in. But now the ambition through feminism have made them, what, challenge men, and then the chemicals not to get pregnant took the hair to have them look like men. And now we're wondering why there's button heads. Well, men and women butt heads in a lot of these circumstances because a straight man don't want to be in a scenario with a man. A relationship with a man. Or he wouldn't have chosen him. But that's the androgyny that they begin to create in this system, turning men more masculine and men more feminine, and making women more masculine. And only a phenomenon, only the Most High, conversations like we're having now, to own up to it, that's going to change at least a remnant who would listen. But go on.
I agree. And it's true. I went to school. I got a degree or whatever. I was a supervisor of 50 employees. Well, I mean, it's not really a accomplishment to me now. But
here's
just
the question.
Saying now,
but
I've made.
But here's the question. How much debt?
Oh, a lot. And that's what I'm saying. Now I've transitioned to being a housewife. You know, I do my birth and things. I do T-shirts and things like that. But I definitely think the Most High used it for my life and for purposes, because that's the way I met my husband and, was able to be able to come to where he lives, the state he lives and things like that. So I think it had a purpose. You know, it taught me a lot about, because I am a leader's wife and my husband is an officer. It taught me a lot about helping, manage people and dealing with different people, different circumstances, different backgrounds. But I was just going to say, being at home with my children and, able to do my things, helping mothers and things like that with their babies, it really put me in my zone, the way the Most High wants me to be. I've never been happier in my life, doing these things. But I definitely agree, with everything you're saying.
Well, sister, I'll tell you this right now, you are the proverbial, to a degree, unicorn to a degree, because when you look at the demographics, like I've shown you earlier, like we shown earlier, you're in that small, as of 2019, it was 30% that was actually married, right? Right? And it's now, it's downward to 25%, like 25% of our women, 25% of our women will be married. 75% will never get married. So, I mean, the Most High blessed you to be able to have that time to get educated and all that. But I think you are grounded enough not to trade off your career and all these things and put that above your expectations of what you wanted for a husband. And that's the importance, right? At the end of the day, believe it or not, there's nothing wrong with an intelligent woman, someone who's educated and all those things, but it's having a balance. And not trading off or leveraging your position and your education with your man and competing with your man. That's when it becomes sin. All right. All right. Thank you, sister. I appreciate it. All right. I mean, good conversations today. All right. All right. Now, the lines are about to cut off, but I'll take we got 6 minutes before the lines cut off. So if you have something to say in Patreon or like, again, thank you for being Patreon members. You'd have to call in now, 6 minutes. It all locks, and we'll have to end the broadcast for today. 562 area code.
Shalom.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing in the Shalom. Back. Cut me off in the back if you don't mind. Shalom.
Shalom. Hi, Elder Carr.
How you doing?
All praises, Most High. All praises to the Most High. I'm finally talking to you. I'm just so blessed that you
Your phone is going up and down. I need you to get in one place. I'm hearing myself in the background, and your phone is going up and down. Are you settled? Settle first and then talk to me.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Perfect. Go
ahead. Hello? Okay, yeah, I just watched the broadcast, you know, that was a very good broadcast on Patreon talking about, like, the hair and stuff and, like, you know, the birth control and things like that, and that's absolutely correct. You know, I didn't lost my hair. I'm growing my hair back and stuff like that. I was always to the weaves and, you know, just dealing with fake hair and stuff like that and not eating right and stuff. So I just, you know, that birth control and stuff too, I was once on birth control, and I'm happy that that stuff got out of me, because that stuff really, it's not safe. You know, it's dangerous, you know, it mess up your insides and stuff like that. And I just realized too that they're doing everything to destroy us. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, they're not really seeing what's going on, but I just praise the Most High, you know, for him opening my eyes up and stuff like that. And yes, I'm 25 years old. I'll be 26 in May, and I'm barely coming into the truth. I congregate with your body in Pomona. I go to church now and everything. And the Most High changed my life first, but you know, my mom introduced me to you guys. My step-parent, my stepdad, he introduced me to you guys, and just like a spirit came on me and just like, watch the videos. And then ever since, I just been on it, Elder Ricard. Every time y'all post y'all stuff, I be on it. I be sharing, telling people about y'all, sharing it, spreading the word. I have a husband too, and he's my head, and I'm so grateful for him. I really am, and I'm grateful for this congregation.
Oh, I'm just all praise be to the Most High. Look at that.
Yes, all praise. I'm sorry for your mom and stuff. I had sent you a card in the mail. I don't know if you got it.
Thank you.
But I sent it in the mail and everything to you. You're welcome, and I really do appreciate you. I love you guys so much, Elder Ricard. You guys do a wonderful job on the broadcast every time. I really do love you guys, and I want to meet you one day, Elder Ricard, and just give you a hug and tell you so much that you changed my life. You changed my life, man. Like, I've been through so much, Elder Ricard. Like, the Most High got me right on time. Like, he know what he be doing. I just thank him so much. Like, I look at life so different now. I don't look at this world the same no more. It's like I see everything for what it is now, you know, and I really do thank the Most High every day. I get up. I pray day and night. I try to study my Bible. I go to church every Sabbath. I keep it holy. I'm just doing what I got to do. I'm not eating no more dirty food or none of that. I'm just getting my mind right. My husband, too, he's right on board. And I just thank, you know, the Most High for everything that he do. And I just had to call in and let you guys know that,
Well, sister, thank you. And, I didn't interrupt you because I needed to hear that. And, thanks for the sympathy card that you sent and the letter. I really appreciate it. It got us through a hard time, and I can't wait to meet you either and sit down and talk to you and your husband. But, sister, stay on that straight path. Ignore the messaging and just stay focused towards the kingdom. And it's sisters like you, young sisters like you, that's going to make the change, okay?
Yes. Con. I just wanted you to – you think you could take my number down so we can talk a little bit more?
Well, I got your number. We'll call you. All right. But make sure your husband's first.
Okay.
All right.
Praises. You take care. You have a blessed day, Elder Ricard.
All right. Shalom, sister.
Shalom.
Okay. Next, 816 area code. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, Elder. Shalom, Elder.
How are you? Shalom.
Doing well. Oh, I was just working. I didn't get in the... I didn't put myself in the host queue. I think the phone put me in. I'm got my hands to the plow.
Okay, well, I'll just go to the next call. That's fine.
Uh-huh. Shalom.
Shalom, 816 area code.
It's me again. Hello?
Well, it's the same brother, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. 704 area code has his hand raised. 704.
Shalom, Elder Ricard.
Shalom, how are you? You're the last call for today.
I'm good. It's actually my first time calling in. I'm a part of the North Carolina body.
Okay.
I just wanted to say I really appreciate this lesson, and everything that you ever put out is always timely, and I was actually meditating on coverings and things like that earlier before I even saw the broadcast, but I did want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is your advice for, like, women in their early 20s who don't have a head or don't have a man or a husband to lead them in these times? Because what people are telling me to do is basically focus on, like, working and getting money and, like, not even thinking about settling down. I know that's not the most high, but it's, like, a lot of confusion, I feel like, against people in this age group, you know, in my generation. And sometimes I find myself getting caught up in it. And, like, that's why, to me, this lesson was also timely, because it's helping me to stay grounded. But, like, I just wanted your advice on, like, how to handle that and, like, what should I do?
Well, good question. First and foremost, do you live in proximity of an area that has a church, where the Gathering of Christ Church is?
I do.
Okay. First and foremost, it tell you that how young women or young virgins should be, right?
Yes, sir.
Like 1 Corinthians 7 and 34 reads. Let me read it for you, okay?
Okay.
It says, there is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Most High, that she may be holy in both in body and in spirit. Okay? Now, hold on. Let me show you, because what you're saying is a very, very, very important question that young women need to be answered, because they told when they're of age, go out there, get your career, get yourself together, and you'll find, and the man is going to find you. That's total chaos. You're supposed to be thinking of the Most High and the man of the Most High who would protect and provide for you, of like mind, to bring forth a righteous family first. Everything else is secondary. Let me read it again. I'm going to show you it. I'm going to put it on the screen so others can see it. And that's the wrong message in what your family, what these people be saying. It's the corporate messaging that been taught to them through The View, Oprah, and all this other stuff that have destroyed a nation, really a generation of our sisters now, that made our sisters at the bottom compared to all women when it, you know, for marriage. And that's what the statistics are. The statistics is our women, sisters, are the less choice, the least to be married by any race of people based on that message. Because no other people are telling their family that. Okay? Like they're doing to us. Let me show you something real quick. Let me put it up on the screen. I'm at 1 Corinthians 7 and 31. Matter of fact, let's go. Hold on. No, it's up here. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, one moment. Let me get back what I had, because hold on. I'm at 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 7 and 34 is where I was here. I'm going to show it so everyone can see it, even though that on Patreon today. 7 and 34 reads, there is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. So this is not your time to go out, sow your oats and test out different people and all that. That's going to make you less desirable for a man of the Most High. That's what family's been telling our sisters. To go out and be used and abused in this world from one relationship to the next, and then think a good man is going to be at the end of it to try to clean it all up. No, that's your time to connect with the Most High, sister. It says, the unmarried woman careth for the things of the Most High, that she may be holy, both in body and spirit, not notching up what? Body counts, like they're telling people, because you're not going to be out there in the world in college and being all that and not experiencing what? Sexual activity. And all that stuff begin to mess up the minds of women, especially if they get done wrong from one relationship to the next during that period. And then when she's ready to get married, there's a good man that have to deal with all that damage. No, it's time for you to get your body and your spirit together first. Not what these other people told you. But it says this, but she that is married careth for the things of the world and how she may please her husband. A married woman is not supposed to be focused on, going out there and being looked upon as someone who could compete with a man. That's backward. A married woman is supposed to be what? The helpmeet to a man who would bring forth a legacy. So a married woman is focusing on the house and what? Help meeting a man with his agendas, his businesses, his direction. You are supposed to be linking in with the Most High body and spirit so that he can prepare you for that. You got it? Now, you said you are in school?
I'm not in school. I'm just working right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the whole thing. You want to stay in that book, stay chaste, stay in the spirit of the Almighty, according to the word, and the Most High is going to prepare you to be that helpmeet for a chaste virgin who's deserving of that particular man. Right? Because you've already gotten your spirit together, your everything together, and now your expectations when you meet a man is going to be what? A godly man, someone who fears the Most High. And he'll guide you that way. He'll guide you that way if you don't walk the dark path. He'll guide you towards a man that's worthy of a woman who has enough honor and respect for herself to keep herself what? Chaste for a deserving man. Got it?
So, Walter, Elder, I really appreciate this.
Ayendabar. And guess what? The Bible tells us that you cannot envy the wicked. You can't look at what these other women doing on Instagram and all that, how the aesthetics they're making you believe they're happy because they're taking pictures and all that. You're not missing out on nothing. A lot of these people are doing those things to stay busy because when the computer goes off, they don't want to deal with the reality of the misery that's really going on in their lives based on some of the choices they've made and continue to make. So don't envy the wicked. Don't think because they can show you certain pictures of this, I went to this place and went to that place. Let me tell you, it's only Instagram. It's only the media. But these people aren't happy. And even you seen the video where Suzanne Vinker was able to pull out the stats that women, not just black women, women in general are the least happiest than they have ever been since that particular metric began. Where they started looking into whether or not a working woman is more happier than a stay-at-home wife. Right now, women are more unhappier than they've ever been since they've been keeping that statistic. So the career for a woman is supposed to be what, sister? What's the career for a woman? I need to hear it.
To be a wife.
And see, we have to turn that around because we've been programmed to think of children first, then the man. Not to be a mother, and a wife to be a helpmeet to a husband and take care of children. That's the true career for a woman. At the end of the day, that's really the only thing that makes a woman happy beyond her early years. See, when everything is hustle and bustle and you're going out and doing all that, and it's a lot of distractions just being young in of itself. But when you get 30, 35, 40 and start to slow down, that's when you're going to realize that that's when people deal with the regret of not making the right choices when they were at their best, when they were at their peak of attraction. Sister, don't make that mistake. What you do is pray to the Most High, stay, you know, make sure that you don't overeat, make sure you stay, you know, healthy. Look at the obesity charts, make sure you're not obese. Pray, fast, stick with the Most High, and at the end of it, you're going to get the outcome he intended for you. And even past these young years, you'll understand what happiness is. Okay? And guess what? When you do get a relationship, realize that it's not all peaches and cream. There's no Disney ending in marriages. There's ups, downs, there's fights, there's disagreements. And usually the people who are alone is going to tell you, get out of that. He don't deserve you. He's abusive. He's controlling. And all this other feminist crap. When they're not going to take care of you, there will be ups and downs and mistakes, but you stick through it. And at the end of it, you'll be like the grandmothers I remember who understood the perseverance or understood the reward of persevering through rough times in a relationship by at the end of it, looking back at healthy children who are an asset to society. Okay? All right, bless you, sister. And you have a pleasant day. And are you in the academy?
I'm actually not in this one, but I have been in at least four of them.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for participating in those. And hope the advice could come in handy. But you're on the right track, sister. All right?
You are. And Barakata.
Bless the Almighty. Well, that ends our Patreon for today. We thank you, brothers and sisters.